Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are back in the saddle here in the state of Minnesota. With that said, folks, we have some South Dakota dates coming in right now for February 10th. Also, that of February 13th. Just received a California invitation. That will be January 18th. Now is the time to book us if you would have us. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, before we get into the show today, I do want to say this. This is honestly, truly, my life revolves around what I'm involved in concerning ministry. I mean, the Lord is my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Matthew 22:37. Because I understood the prerequisite, which was found in Jeremiah 29:11-13. And oftentimes, this is honestly what I feel like, and I just got to show this to you, and I want you to see it, I want you to observe it, and again, just understand, this is me before every single show. Okay, here we go.
Have you ever had a dream that you had, you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what you feel like every show, before the show. Lord, what is it that you want me to do? So I spend time in the Constitution today. I'm going through the Book of Psalms right now. And all of a sudden, things start to drop into place. What asked to I am to cover concerning the show. So before we get into the show today, I want to talk about this distortion thing. And it bothers me greatly. I mean, we see what's going on with these major corporations trying to normalize pedophilia. It's because they're guilty of the act of pedophilia. Oh, they should take time to read the Word of God when it comes to the fatherless and to the children, which are the model of heaven. You can find that in Luke 17:2. Also look to Exodus 22. The Lord said that he would kill them with the sword. The Lord said that he would personally do that. But what's feeding into that narrative? That's what we're going to get to. I want to show you some things. I didn't look to myself and say, you know what, I want to go out and try to put this guy's light out. No, this guy's done it over and over and over and over again. I'm going to show you some pictures. I'm going to show you the difference in ages. And I want to ask the question before we're done with the show is, what do the parents think? Because, of course, nobody's talking to the parents. Right. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? I'm just putting a little salt on your tongue. I'll get to that in just a moment. Before we get to all of this, friends, I want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, subscribe, and then go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe to that Rumble feed. Again, that is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, for those that this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6. You get the point. Now, folks, some of the things that are going on concerning social media platforms, what is the temperature? What is the conscience of the American people today? What are people saying? What are they doing? I pay attention to this across the country, and then I put it into perspective by the Holy Ghost according to the Word. And boy, oh boy, the more I pay attention to what people are doing, especially those that call themselves Christians and conservatives and patriots, the more I understand as to why we are in trouble in this country today. They're just like a bunch of dogs, just talking about whatever it is that the mainstream media throws to them concerning the bones of propaganda. It's incredible. And one of those is one of the things that I've continuously reiterated is this. This is Elon Musk's mother. She's a total occultist. She's a total, I mean, for a better way of saying it, friends, and it's not name calling. As a matter of fact, before I say the word, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to Webster's 1828, and I'm going to look up the word freak to see if it even exists during that particular time. And there is a word freak. By the way, if you don't know, modern definitions, modern words, a lot of them didn't exist back during the founding era of our country. And so many of them been created, conjured up, fabricated to mean whatever it is that they want it to mean in so many different ways. But the word freak in 1828 Webster's Dictionary, a sudden start, a starting or change of place, a sudden causeless change or the turn of mind, a whim or fancy, a capricious prank, and then freak as a verb goes to checker with a mingled hue. Okay, let's just go to the modern version because this is what applies here. This is Elon Musk's mother. She's a freak. And not only is she a freak, but she's a total occultist. Okay, this is, again, Elon Musk's mother of his children. She calls herself Grimes, and she calls herself a witch. Okay, just not making this up, and I could spend all day just doing the show. I'm just reiterating this because I want you to see what it is that the conservatives, the professed Christians, and or patriots are praising on so many different levels. Now, again, if we go to the pure definitions of those words, Christians, conservatives, and patriots, it means nothing as to what we see today. That's why I continuously say today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Now, this, as we all well know on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com here, understand this is what Elon Musk is wearing concerning his profile picture on his Twitter account. And it's a picture, his breastplate is a goat with an upside-down cross. He's a blatant Satanist. I even had, yes, believe it or not, there's his mother right there on the right. And this is him with his suit on, with his satanic upside-down cross, an inverted cross. And he's not hiding it in any sense of the word. Well, what's interesting about this is I had one lady say, as they were praying, praising him, I said, as you are praising the Satanist, and she comes back to me and says, no, he calls himself a Christian. What's wrong with his uniform? What's wrong with his outfit? And folks, you really can't make it up. You really can't make it up. And another facet of what I want to show you here, too, is how people continuously praise these guys. Look at this. God bless Elon Musk. These are conservatives. These are said Christians. And then I have another one. I want to come back on the other side and just show you as to how far gone some people that call themselves Christians are. One guy writes an article, thank God for Elon Musk. I mean, he's a Satanist. I mean, do we have not eyes to see? Do we not have ears to hear? We are supposed to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. There's no distinction anymore, friends, because the church has lost its light. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I looked up the word freak on an original definition, or I'm sorry, not the original definition, but a modern definition of freak. And it is a person, animal, or plant with unusual physical abnormalities. Okay. All right. Well, let me show you a picture of this again, because I'm going to make this point, and then we're going to move on to the next one. But this is Grimes. This is her right here. She's an alien here. This is where she's a witch. She's completely lost. Her mind is gone. And we have people praising Elon Musk. And this is what sort of people he has around him. I mean, again, this is insanity. It's insanity. But you have conservatives all day long praising the likes of Grimes. And Elon Musk's mother and Elon himself. Oh, praise God. Thank God for Elon Musk. Folks, these people's minds are gone. This is the definition of stupidity. You want to know why you are being overtaken by wicked and evil men? It's because of the conservatives, the professed Christians, and or the patriots that don't take the time to pull the curtain back on who these people are. I mean, it doesn't get any more blatant than this. But God bless Elon Musk, said a preacher. Ezekiel 44:23 tells us that we are, as a church and as Christians, we're first of all to be called the light of the world that reproves the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and we're called to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled.
I mean, even think of some of the Hollywood stars that call themselves Christians and what it is that they promote on screen. And professed Christians don't know the difference. It's because they're not Christians. I hear this all the time. Well, Bradley, you know, they're just Christians. They're baby Christians. No, when you're born of the Spirit, we're supposed to desire the pure milk of the Word. And when you're born of the Spirit, you know the difference. You spit out that which is impure, and you take in that which is pure. Your spirit man knows the difference, and he gives you discernment to know the difference, 1 Corinthians 12. They're not born of the Spirit. There's going to be a lot of people on that day, Matthew 7, where they're going to say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Lord, Lord, haven't we healed the sick and raised the dead in your name? And the Lord's going to look at them and say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. You that are okay with everything and anything, and you stand for nothing, and you forsake the wicked because you've, what? Forsaken God's moral law. And you have no sense of judgment, as the Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse 5, that evil men understand not judgment. And folks, we're just fruit inspectors here making reference to the judge's word. So if you don't like that, then you better understand what real Christianity is, because Jesus brought a sword. He didn't bring peace. And truth divides, period. Like it or lump it. Read Matthew 10:34. I'm absolutely humored by people. Oh, that's not my Jesus. No, you're right, it's not your Jesus, because you've created a Jesus that looks just like you, and he doesn't exist. My goodness, folks. No wonder why we're in the place that we're in today on so many different levels. Now, I want you to see this, because I want to just get to this. And I didn't, in my mind, say I need to go after the likes of a Billy Ray Cyrus. I think he's done enough damage to himself along the way where he didn't need anybody else to give him a little push. Now, what bothers me about it is Billy Ray Cyrus calls himself a Christian. And so does his raunchy, raunchy daughter, Miley Cyrus. And folks, again, you can call it for what it is when you're a preacher, because that's what you're commanded by God to do. This is a lack of Christianity on so many different fronts. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And what does it tell us in 1 John 3:9? Those that are of Christ do not commit sin, but these are those that are committing sin, using the grace of God as an occasion to cover their sin, which doesn't exist. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. That's real grace, folks. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. That's grace, folks. Romans 5:20. Read it when you get a moment. But Billy Ray Cyrus, now this is craziness. It's bothered me ever since I've seen this. And it's been a couple weeks, because I thought, well, if I'm not convicted about getting this information out there, I'll just let this one slide. But I woke up this morning, because every night I'm saying, Lord, what is it that I'm supposed to write about tomorrow? What would you like to, unveil tomorrow? And Billy Ray Cyrus came back to me again, because lest you should think this is the representative of a real Christian, I'm here to set the record straight and saying it's the opposite. Okay? Billy Ray Cyrus, 61 years old. This is the definition of distortion, friends. It really, truly is. He's 61 years old. The mainstream media comes out, of course, because it fits their sick narrative, and highlights and confirms the engagement to a 23-year-old fire rose. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Folks, really? 61 years old is now engaged to that of a 23-year-old girl. Anybody see anything wrong with this? And I know that there's some sick-minded, distorted people out there that would say, well, there's nothing wrong with that. She's an adult. Is she? Is she? Adults don't act like that. They think things through. And she should be asking herself the question as to what this man is about, if he's been laying for her before she was even a teenager. Not making this up, folks. Not making it up. He's been laying for her before she was even a teenager, while he was married. Oh, that's a 38-year difference, okay? Well, they're adults. No, they're not. There's something wrong here. Especially when the mainstream media is so eager to pick it up and go ahead and promulgate that information. Because it fits their narrative of pedophilia. And, by the way, child brides. Doesn't it not? Yes, it does. Folks, Billy and the mainstream media have clearly attempted to create a godless and self-deceptive world, no doubt. But one question I have to the very people that are being overlooked in all this is, what is Fire Rose's parents have to say about Billy Ray Cyrus, who's 61 years old, going after their daughter, who is 23 years old? Now, I want you to listen to this because I want to bring a couple points up after I bring this up. The Los Angeles Times reported Billy Ray Cyrus engagement to the real deal. You know when Billy Ray Cyrus met Fire Rose? I mean, you can't even take him serious. But look what they're trying to promote. Look what they're trying to advocate for. You know when Billy Ray Cyrus met the real deal, Fire Rose, 38 years younger than him? He met her during the filming of Hannah Montana. You tell me what's behind all of that. Hey guys, Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus quit filming Hannah Montana when she was 18 years old. Hannah Montana today, Miley Cyrus, is 30 years old. 7 years older than that of Fire Rose. That's when she quit. She filmed Hannah Montana for years. Billy Ray Cyrus meets her on the set. Do the math. The oldest she could have been when Billy met her was 11 years old. While he's married, and he's 38 years older than she is this normal? Billy said, "I love doing that show," he told people. "There's a couple old pine trees on the lot, Hannah Montana, that look like Tennessee. Tex and I would go out there in the middle of the day, and he'd take care of business, and we'd stretch, and I think how much I'd miss Tennessee." On that given day, Fire Rose came out of the front door. This is the mainstream media reporting this story. There was almost a moment of recognition. I was like, that girl is a star. Whoa, this only confirms what we always suspected with Hollywood and confirmed by many that have been violated by those in Hollywood. Billy goes on, Fire Rose, who recognized Cyrus and had known his music since forever, greeted the actor's dog and told him that she was there for an audition. Since forever, Cyrus repeated to people, "That's how long I've been around." At the time, Cyrus was married to Miley's mother, Tish Cyrus, who filed for divorce from her husband of nearly 30 years in April following two previous divorce attempts. When they met, he gave Fire Rose some words of encouragement and invited her to visit the Hannah Montana soundstage. I'm going to show you some pictures on the other side of this. Folks, if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. Pro or con? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you. USA Radio News.
Congress released its much-anticipated report on the Washington Commanders and the organization's alleged toxic workplace culture on Thursday. The 79-page report concluded that Dan Snyder interfered with the NFL's investigation into his organization, that the NFL was aware of the interference and did nothing to stop it, nor did the league penalize Snyder for impeding their investigation.
The Federal Trade Commission Thursday sued Microsoft to block its planned $75 billion acquisition of gaming software and online services Activision Blizzard, halting a merger of the technology giants. The FTC commissioners voted 3-1 to move forward with the complaint. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got call coming in from Minnesota. Steve, welcome to the show. What say you, my friend?
Well, I find it interesting how they contradict themselves. On one hand, they say kids are old enough to vote and think and consent to adults. But on the other hand, they act like Billy Ray is never going to grow up. You know, 61 years old, you'd think he'd grow up. Now, think of your wife and think of my wife. I mean, they've been intellectually growing with us together for years. And so the idea that somebody young would be intellectually comparative to us, you know, is silly. You know, they don't have nothing to offer unless you're just a pedophile.
Well, commons. Let me do it this way, Steve. Let's just go back 20 years. How would this have gone over in the face of the American public?
Yeah. Well, I explain this to high school kids all the time. You know, when I'd bring on new EMTs and stuff, I'd say, you know, okay, so you're 19 years old. If a 9-year-old came in here today and told you what to do, would you want to listen to him? Would you think at 19 years old, a 9-year-old should be ordering you around? Do you know more now that you're 19 than you did when you're 9? And if so, what makes you think that you're going to stop learning at 19, and then when you're 29, 39, 49, you won't be smarter. But nobody wants old people to be looked at as a source of wisdom to people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is again a culture that has definitely separated its way from the Word of God in so many different ways, and to suggest, and I've already seen one guy try to normalize it and say there's two consenting adults, and I just put the question back to him, are they? And mentally, you can see, even by looking at some of these pictures, which I'm going to show people on social media platforms even now, that there's something wrong with this dude's head. I mean, he's trying to look like he's 15 years old. He's trying to look like he's the same age as this 23-year-old girl, and there's no question about it.
Well, and who cares if they're consenting? I mean, you're still developing mentally. I mean, you know, our kids, yours and mine, I mean, we're proud of them, and they're more level-headed than most, but the fact remains, you know, in the next 10 years, they're gonna grow up even more than they are now. And it's weird how, like my dad now being in his late 80s, how we've changed places. And I got to be responsible for him because I've developed into what he was, and now he's developed into what his father was. And it's just a natural cycle of life. But this idea that old Billy Ray at 61, that he's going to still act like he's 15, well, that's really disappointing because he's insulting himself. He's saying he's just intellectually nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you, Steve. I mean, again, if you're capable right now, folks, to check out that on social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, do yourself a favor, folks, and look at some of these pictures. I mean, I think they're quite telling, to say the least. Thank you for that call from Minnesota, Steve, too. I totally appreciate it. He is literally trying to look like he is 38 years younger than what he is, and mentally he's doing a good job, let me tell you. But he's trying to comb his hair forward. He's trying to look a lot younger. You can see his face is caked with makeup. But again, I think the real question here, friends, is what are the parents thinking about all of this? Because like I just said to Steve, 20 years ago, Billy Ray Cyrus wouldn't be walking around. Mommy or daddy would have got at him already. And they're trying to normalize this, and for anybody to stand back and try to suggest that this is normal behavior coming from a 61-year-old man, oh my goodness, you're just as sick as he is. Truly. I want to go over here real quick because this is what's coming to my aid, and I've said this quite a bit. You know, I've done high school assemblies all over the country, as many of you know, and, you know, in particular, we did a high school, Kabul, Missouri. And once we got into Missouri, I noticed state after state, proving the point of what I'm saying here about how the culture may be accepting this. I don't believe a majority of the people are. But if they say nothing about it and stand not against it, they're just as guilty as those that are promoting it, no doubt. That's an injustice, too. But when I went to Kabul, Missouri, I noticed right when we got into the state, I noticed that there was adult bookstores everywhere. They call them adult bookstores. Now, put that in the face of the fact that 86% of the people in this country call themselves Christians. 86% of the people in this country call themselves Christians. Far, 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 far from it, friends. Nobody rebuked those religious hypocrites more than Christ did. And the Spirit of God will not be straightened. That's why guys like me are here. But as we were going through the state of Missouri, if I said Michigan, forgive me. But Missouri, I seen all of these billboards for these adult bookstores. And I noticed that throughout the state, there was for mature audiences only. Folks, it's completely upside down. It's judgment turned backwards. We're supposed to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we seek Him out to be holy as He is holy, because we're grateful for what Christ did for us on the cross in covering our sins with His blood. Hebrews 9:22. It's just the exact opposite. Only to find out when I got to Kabul, Missouri to do that high school, I found out that that state had one of the highest teen pregnancy rates in the whole country. How could it be otherwise? Hey, folks. You can't sow certain seeds in particular and expect a different crop outside of the seeds that you're sowing. They're reaping the exact harvest in which the seed was to bring forth. And who did it? Those adults, those mature audiences. I don't understand people. I really don't. I did want to say this. I want to show you something on social media platforms again. I have a safe search on. Just so you know, I have a safe search on. I can safely say that one of the raunchiest people that comes up, no matter where you go, you see her face. She is raunchy. She is tactless. And this is Hannah Montana. This is the daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus. This is on a safe search, just so you know. Look at the sexual innuendo coming from that 30-year-old woman. Now she goes, and by the way, Disney has a long history of this. Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, the list goes on, where they're these sweet little innocent girls, and before you know it, they're into their teen years, and then they become raunchy. And then the mainstream media loves it because they know that all the kids that grew up watching the likes of the Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, they're going to follow her all the way through life. So they're innocent little kids, and then all of a sudden they see in their teen years what Miley Cyrus has become. She is raunchy. She is debased. This is the definition of debauchery. She, again, has zero tact. She's been called out for it, by the way. This is a safe search if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. She's even got pictures of her and women with blood coming out of her mouth, her on a ball, half naked, her in sexual positions continuously. And the vulgarities that come out of this little girl's mouth are just second to none. You know, that's all I have to say in this household when we're somewhere. Isn't it interesting how the mainstream media has to take the raunchiest of the raunch, a Miley Cyrus, and put her up in the face of the young kids in this country? And I want you to remember, friends, all the way up until 1968, this was all illegal, what they're promoting. And if you want to have another show on this, I can go there right now. But the real legislators, friends, are these debauched, raunchy, said celebrities. They're fallen stars, folks, is what they are. And look at the mockery there. The star that was over the east, over Christ, look at the star over the west in the fallen in California. It's incredible. But again, I want to show you these pictures one more time, and then we're going to move points here, because this is, in fact, the definition of distortion. If you want to call in and tell me otherwise, please do. 1-866-582-9933. What are the parents? What are their thoughts as to what's going on here? Because I know what my thoughts are. If that was my little girl, me and Billy would have had it down a long time ago. And I can promise you this, Billy wouldn't have been standing up anymore. And my daughter would have absolutely nothing to do with the likes of a Billy Ray Cyrus. This guy has brought this trail of demoralization and debauchery and debasedness since I've ever heard of his name. From stealing songs to his daughter Miley Cyrus going from innocence to this. And what's worse is that he continuously highlights the fact that he's a Christian and so is she. And again, there's nothing that could be further from the truth. I'm going to go over to 1 John really quick because I want you to understand. You can see what they're promoting, obviously, right? They're promoting sin. And they're promoting disobedience. And that is the spirit of Antichrist, because the spirit that is using them is there to promote the what? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the love of the world. Well, guess what, friends? That's the spirit of Antichrist, and that's exactly what you're getting from the likes of the distorted. I mean, my goodness, folks, she is just raunchy. But again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree. Read Luke 7:35. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, folks, I want to make clear on something, okay? The sponsors, we've been picked up by GCN. We've been with them for years. We totally appreciate the opportunity that we've had with GCN. Those are all of their sponsors. And I trust that the hemp that they're talking about there is that of medicinal reasoning concerning what it is that they're selling. So I wanted to make clear that they're their sponsors. They are broadcasting us live into the United States as well as 53 different countries, and all those sponsors are theirs. They're not a one of them is ours. And you'll know the difference if there is one of us. So you'll hear my wife on one or others if they're friends of us promoting, and it will always come down to the gospel or the ministry concerning what it is that we're doing, Luke 19:10. So I wanted to make clear of that, okay? And I also wanted to finish off my last point concerning that of Billy Ray Cyrus and that of Miley Cyrus. I mean, it's amazing how the mainstream media loves to pick these sort of people up and put them in the spotlight, as if to suggest that we're all supposed to emulate the likes of these sort of debased individuals. And the reason I can tell you right now that they picked them up in such a fashion to blow this out in the wind there is because they wanted you to look at Billy Ray Cyrus, a Christian, okay, that's 61 years old, that's looking to a 23-year-old girl, and they're trying to normalize this, and we've been warning you about this for a long time, and their child brides, and what it leads into is pedophilia in a lot of ways. But consider the fact that Billy Ray Cyrus met her a long time ago when Miley Cyrus, his raunchy daughter, was actually doing Hannah Montana. The oldest that Fire Rose could have been when he met her, the oldest she could have been was 11 years old. And she, Miley Cyrus, did Hannah Montana for years. So she was probably younger than that when he first met her. He literally waited for her to grow up. That's sick. And there's nothing normal about that. But the mainstream media loves to highlight this because Satan wants you to believe that these are the representatives of Christ. Again, nothing can be further from the truth. When I look at Scripture, it says, and you know that he was manifested, 1 John 3, verse 5. Jesus, speaking of Jesus, was manifested to do what? To take away our sins. It also tells us that in Matthew 1:21. And the Bible tells us, in Christ, in him is no sin, and whosoever abideth in Christ sinneth not. So much for those using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. But the Bible tells us that the word of the Lord, who is made flesh, that of the Christ, gets the last word in, as usual. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's what we're doing on the radio. We're just saying that there's nothing normal about this. This is not Christianity. This is straight from the pits of hell. Who likes to put himself, Satan does, loves to put himself as an angel of light. I mean, for those that can't discern right from wrong here, I'm helping you out a little bit. And it should offend everybody that's paying attention to this. And again, I would love to have their parents weigh in and tell us what their thoughts are. It wouldn't surprise me either way. They either totally condemn it or they totally support it. And if they support it, that's another answer for you that I could give real quick concerning as to why they would justify it. Because of what he can do for their daughter or what it is that he has to give to their daughter. Who knows? At that point, it's speculation. We don't want to speculate. Let's go to the final point here. I want to show you some more things. I want to keep you updated as what's going on across the country. I have Dr. Ryan Cole here, Dr. Peter McCullough, and I've seen a lot of good stuff. You know, people ask me all the time, Bradley, well, what is there a politician out there that you have respect for? Well, I can tell you the one I respect is the one that's in the fight with us, and there's very far and few between of them. And when I say that, also keep in mind, we're not to call those representatives that are doing their job politicians. That's a slang word. It's a slur. It's a way to demean them in a lot of ways. So when we're talking about a Senator Ron Johnson, from what I've seen of this guy, it's been nothing short of being fantastic. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong on this. But what I've seen from this guy's putting his neck out there to get the facts inside of government to correct these errors concerning the pandemic, which they're still pushing. I was going to make another point with that. Senator Ron Johnson, or those that are actually doing their job, this is my point, they're called to be statesmen. That's what our forefathers were called. They were called statesmen. They weren't called politicians. Politicians were those that were playing the game. Okay, and remember, politics, the definition of politics is the science of government, and science within itself is defined out as the study of creation. So once again, you see the Lord's hand in on everything that exists. Of course, especially the institution of government, which I so love in righteousness. But I want you to see this. Last week, I was highlighting the woman that had said that the U.S. military probably has a five-year limit on a standing army before it's completely eradicated or wiped out because of the mandatory vaccines going on in the military. Hey, folks, there's only one reason your government is zeroing in on the military. There's no other reason. And it's just what I just said. It's to wipe them out. That makes us an open prey. We need to think about this now rather than waiting for her forecasting or word of prophecy to come to pass. Because we've had others on the show that have forecasted information where they were exactly right concerning what is happening today. Okay, prevention is better than cure. I want to go over to Senator Ron Johnson, and I want you to listen to his meeting that he had with this woman in the military that I've been highlighting over and over again. And she's going to give you a quick download as to the side effects of these said vaccines.
Briefly, what you've seen in your population of the finest among us, the service members who've been forced to get the vaccine, again, we saw the math field, but clinically, what are you seeing in your clinical experience?
I've seen 3 strokes, transient ischemic attacks, massive clot to the spleen and liver, spinal tumors.
Her name is Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, MD, MPHFS, Brigadier Surgeon or Brigade Surgeon for the 1st Aviation Brigade in the U.S. Army. She's beginning to tell you now the side effects that she has seen within the military.
Brain tumors.
Sarcoidosis,
lupus, cognitive impairment, myocarditis, pericarditis, avascular necrosis of the hip requiring total hip replacement, without history of trauma or underlying coagulopathy, and I see a shocking suppression of the immune system that is pervasive in increased liver enzymes.
So tell us, and that's all being covered up by the mainstream media, all of it. All of that's being covered up. You got to ask yourself the question why that is. This was yesterday. The Stranglers drummer Jet Black dies. He's a little bit older. But again, pay attention to the timing. Not saying all of them died from the experimental jab, but look at the timing and look at the age. Variety reported Peter Cooper, celebrated Nashville music journalist, singer, and Country Hall of Famer exec, he dies at 52 years old. Folks, this is just over the last couple of days. This is all brand new information. Okay, George Newall, Schoolhouse Rock co-creator, he died. He was a little bit older. But again, folks, look at the timing. And that was my 2-minute search on who died today. Now, the other day, I had highlighted Mike Adams' Natural News report that was given out over a year ago, where the insurance companies were reporting that over 100,000 people a month were dying. This is right after they started to force compliance, telling people you get a shot or you're going to lose your job. I was talking to someone this morning as a distant family relative who was telling me side effects, and he wasn't bringing about the correlation as to where it came from. We warned him, and now he's having issues with his legs. There's amputations that are going along with this, lesions, strokes, heart attacks, sudden deaths. I mean, there's enough information out there right now that I have to say this in ending that I am absolutely surprised that with the information that we have on a global basis, that every single one of them has not lawfully been rounded up. Every single one of them has not been rounded up. No, they're not. The American people, people on a global basis, they're not rounding them up. They're waiting for the bad guys to set the next pandemic. And you better know within yourself there's going to be another one. Unless the people begin to use a little common sense, because nowhere in America can you find in the U.S. Constitution where it tells us that we're to suffer these abuses. Nope, the Declaration of Independence tells us that our forefathers would have put a stop to this long ago. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.